Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. This is Ryan Stanfield with Sound Mass and Theta Knot. We have several bandmates, both in Theta Knot and Sound Mass. Core group is really myself and Brian Purrington from My Education. For the last number of years, we say that there's generally about 13 people in Sound Mass. And so that's usually a 50-50 split between Theta Knot and My Education, but you can't really split 13 in half very well. Sound Mass itself is an improvisational collective of musicians. And so it's really, the core is around two basses and two drummers with a peripheral of instruments, including, like I said, guitars and stringed instruments, keyboards, etc. I started Theta Knot with a former bandmate of mine. You know, I'd been in other bands before that, and we tried to write music and to play kind of rehearsed music with a structure. It never felt right to me. I mean, I just don't think that the two of us worked well together in that vein as well as it did if we were just kind of going freeform. And before that, improvisational music really kind of scared me. I'd been in some other bands where some of my bandmates would say, hey, let's just improvise and do something. And I don't think that I was a good enough musician or really a good enough listener, because I think that's really what it comes down to, is being a good listener. The thing that attracts me to improvisational music is it is completely different every time that you play it. And it's very organic. You need, in order to have it sound good, you need to be in really in good touch and be an active listener with those that you're performing with. You know, if people around us can experience that, I think that they get a glimpse into it. But you know, when I watch improvisational musicians, I have a much greater appreciation for them now than I did before I was doing it. I mean, before I was doing improvisational music, I just thought, oh, well, that's kind of cool and interesting, but I didn't understand kind of the full endorphin rush that you get from it. I mean, it's truly a pretty amazing experience. Even before South by Southwest was canceled by the city of Austin, I think I had a grasp on what could happen. You know, I was in Europe from the 21st of February for a little over a week and watched the situation over there get a little bit more kind of real. And then I went from there to India. And, you know, this kind of the state of panic kept increasing right over those 2 weeks that I was there, and I flew back from India through New York City, which is, you know, I'm talking about all these crazy hotspots. I mean, the COVID pandemic is just going absolutely bonkers in New York City right now, and so I was there on the 6th and flying back, and And that's when South by Southwest made the official announcement. This was a really big hit, meaning really detrimental to a lot of the businesses and artists that are in Austin. South by Southwest is the Austin music scene's Black Friday. And, you know, the businesses can make enough, like the bars can make enough to stay open for a number of months just through this one event over the course of a week or 2 weeks. And, you know, I have several other friends that mock South by Southwest for, you know, it's become this big corporate venture from, you know, its original kind of DIY roots. I don't know what to say to that. You know, if you don't want to be part of it, then don't be part of it. We have fun when we go and play, and it's not like it's this crazy, you know, giant corporate festival. That's not how it feels to us, because there are so many different venues, right? There are like 50 venues around the city of Austin, and each one has a show going on every night. You can, you know, you can have, you know, 500 people go there and not see the same music, you know, have completely different experiences. But, you know, so over the course of this week between the 6th and the 13th, it kind of, you know, we thought, hey, we're going to go back to, we're going to keep our plans and keep our flights or our travel plans and go to Austin. But as the situation continued to be a little bit more real and understanding what was happening and understanding more about this virus and its infection and, you know, incubation period, myself and a few others, you know, are closely work, you know, our day jobs, we work in healthcare or in medical devices. And so, you know, I began to have a better understanding of what this actually meant. You know, eventually, I'd say about a week later, and it was like every day was a, you know, there's all this new information. And so we're like, oh, should we go? Should we not go? Yeah, we're going to go. We're still going to do this. We're going to still play a show. We'd hear, oh, that show got canceled too. Oh no, what are we going to do? Oh, well, we're going to find another venue. And so, you know, one of our promoters would find another venue or another band would. But, you know, it ended up being this thing where you've got 1,000 bands gathering in one city and they all want to play a show, right? Or more than one. And there's just, you know, with the city shutting down the festival, there's just not enough capacity for that. Cities start saying they're going to ban gatherings over a certain number of people. You know, it just got to this point where we just thought it's not worth it. You know, you start thinking about the other implications, about any risks that, you know, you're going to have and be toward, you know, any of your friends or family or bandmates and their friends and family. And, you know, this risk of this virus spreading was, you know, it just becomes this exponential thing that you just think, yeah, we should probably just can it. So that's what we did. Kind of went through a paradigm shift while I was traveling over those 2 weeks. And, you know, at first I thought, you know, this is pretty well contained in China. They're going to take care of this. And then as it was spreading throughout Asia, and then when it went kind of crazy over in Italy, you know, I don't want to get into kind of the socioeconomic politics of that. But if you think about it, you'll understand how it got to Milan. I had some friends and some professional colleagues there that I was talking to and seeing how serious this was becoming, right? And And just what a tax it is on the healthcare system. You think, well, that's Italy or that's China, right? They don't have our healthcare system. And you're like, yeah, well, it's more like we don't have their healthcare system. We had an album coming out that we were planning to release in conjunction with our performances in Austin. We, you know, different members of us. So each of us in the group have other bands that we perform with, not just Theta, not in My Education, but we were supposed to go on tour with Acid Mother's Temple with different groups. One of our bandmates has a band called ST37. And then we have My Education and different bands were supposed to be touring with Acid Mother's Temple over March and April. And that got postponed, right? It was actually kind of nice because it just got postponed rather than canceled altogether, but it got postponed 10 months. And so that's going to be in February of 2021. You know, so we were going to have a local release show for this new Sound Mass album here in Salt Lake at Urban Lounge. That show has been postponed 10 months, like I said. So, maybe we'll wait another 10 months to put out the album. So you're about to hear the new track, Fire Demon. This song was, again, just an improvisation. It's probably my favorite song on our new album. So the track before it is called Water Demon, and they're really kind of a hybrid of songs, and we transitioned right from one into the other. But it's entirely different. It was kind of the same song, but it's entirely different in its structure and what happened. And so the keyboard and lap and pedal steel are kind of building this theme in Water Demon, the track preceding. And then they just completely hit it. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just this fantastic thing of improvisational music. Thank you. you can find our music on iTunes or Apple Music or Spotify. And of course, you know, if you want to see some live performances, there are videos on YouTube, etc. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Love street style? Check out our online exclusive Slug Style feature, only on slugmag.com.